Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And I want to thank you for joining me today. We got a great topic today. We're joined by Todd Heberlin, who is the business development manager for Almo Pro AV. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing well, thank you.
Todd, listen, we're gonna spend 5 or 10 minutes here talking about the state of the digital signage industry for a couple of reasons. Number one, you have a special event, a class coming up in Chicago and then again in San Jose, both in March and in April, which we'll talk about at the Almo E4 AV Tour. And then I'm also leading a webinar, which you'll be on in attendance at least, to talk about the state of the digital signage market as part of our exclusive webinar partnership with Almo Pro AV. That's going to be May 16th. Of course, I'll send more information about this for those listeners out there who might be interested in that. I'll post a schedule on how you can register for it right now. If you're listening to this podcast, just look below the little player or above the player, depending on whose player you're using or which site you're listening to this on. So you can sign up for that webinar. It's the state of the digital signage market. So if you're in digital signage, this will give you the update on where the digital signage market is. And if you're thinking about getting in digital signage, well, Todd, that's what you're here for, because you are the guy that they should talk to, right?
That's exactly correct, yes.
And tell them and tell me a little bit about what you do for Almo Pro AV. Of course, our listeners know Almo Pro AV. In fact, they voted you their favorite distributor now for the last 3 or 4 years in a row. So everyone knows who Almo is, but tell them about what your role is inside Almo Pro AV.
Well, we appreciate those votes, guys. Well, what I'm responsible for, I actually have a couple of different digital signage manufacturers I'm assigned to, but I actually am really help out a lot of the people that are new to digital signage. One of the things that's difficult to find is that content management system, media player combination that works for your type of client base. And so what I do is a lot of times people direct our clients to me when they're first jumping into digital signage. So we can kind of talk to them, see what their client base needs, see what technical expertise they have to see what the best fit is for them. One of our leading manufacturers, I would say, is, we don't want to get too deep into the manufacturer side, but BrightSign is one of my kind of go-to. And the reason why is just such a great feature set and low cost that it fits almost every application that people bring to me. Now, that doesn't mean it's the only thing we have at our hands. We have, obviously the built-in media players in the Samsung, LG, and NEC displays. But so what I do is I just kind of talk to the client, find out where they want to land, if they want to do a recurring revenue stream, if they want to just do a, one and done on premise, that sort of thing, and figure out where they want to go.
So, first of all, interesting that you mentioned BrightSign, because BrightSign is actually the sponsor of the webinar that we're doing on May 16th. It's free. Again, it's an update on sort of the status of the digital signage market. We'll give some specific specs on how big the market is, where the low-hanging fruit is, where the opportunities are for the AV industry, and where the opportunities are for growth. BrightSign's an interesting company. A lot of people don't know this or may not know this. Their founder was one of the founders of Roku, and that's why their digital signage players look a little bit like Roku players with that purple design. And they actually pioneered a lot of the digital signage market. They were the first ones with an HD player, first ones with a 4K player, and now they've got a really interesting small form factor. So at the Almo E4 AV Tour, of course BrightSign will be there, but you're also doing a how-to session at the Almo E4 that's free. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually utilize the BrightSign players in our session, and the reason why we do that is because their software is so intuitive and it has such great capability. The thing we're going to focus on this time at E4 is interactivity. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing parts of the digital signage market. It's what you see. I mean, with everybody having an iPhone or a Android device and a pad of some sort, people are used to being able to go up and touch a display, be able to actually utilize that or interact with it in some way. What I'm going to do is show them how easily the BrightSign system, I say system because it includes their content management software called BrightAuthor, can help them to create an interactive presentation without any need for programming. So they don't have to have an HTML5 programmer on staff. They can actually use the included software to develop that interactive content. So we're going to kind of step through some of those different functionalities, different ways to do it, and different applications for that interactive display, or I should say interactive content.
So one of the interesting thing about BrightSign is, I think a lot of people look at them as a hardware company, and this is the key to the digital signage market for AV companies, in my opinion, because there's an entire section of the digital signage market that really isn't for the AV industry, and that is sort of the retail digital signage market is being mostly dominated by ad agencies. So if you sort of set that aside for a second, and you look at the rest of the digital signage market, which is huge, one of the things that BrightSign does bring to the table is that they have everything in their box. So it is a hardware piece, but it also has the content management system and the creative development and scheduling system all in one. And I think that allows you, and I guess that's probably the direction you tell people to go when they're first starting to get in digital signage, I would assume, because it does have everything in one. Now, of course, when you're building larger systems, then you can sort of separate things. But did I guess that right, or how do you kind of coach them into the industry if they've never done digital signage before?
Yeah, you're actually that's very accurate. One of the things that it's very distribution friendly, obviously, which is one of the reasons we like it at Almo Pro AV. But it's Pro AV friendly. You know, a lot of your guys that are doing digital signage, your Four Winds Interactive, the larger people that focus on digital signage, it's a very complex system, lots of integration with third-party software, all that kind of thing. It's really not someplace that the Pro AV market's going to play very well. So what we try to do is focus them on something that makes sense to the Pro AV market. Now, obviously, with Pro AV and IT kind of meshing together nowadays, you get that crossover. Now, BrightSign sees that, and that's one of the things their product does, is it now does stuff like video over IP and, I mean, various things. But the reason we like it is it's so flexible. It's dead simple, tons of online tutorials for those people that are just starting out. But it also is expansive enough that you can use it. They have a partnership with Tightrope, so you can use it with a third-party software. It's actually used by our content management system, the player is. So it's flexible enough to use with multiple softwares depending on how that client wants. So they don't have to throw away a system if they choose to, if they outgrow the BrightAuthor system, let's say. They can actually use the same players and utilize a third-party software. Now, I found that the BrightAuthor software, and especially with the addition of the BrightSign Network, which is their web UI, you have pretty much everything covered. But it is flexible enough to allow people to expand should they need to later on.
Okay, so your job at Almo is to not only sort of manage the digital signage products, but also help integrators ease themselves into the digital signage market if they're wanting to get into that market, right?
That is correct. I mean,
okay.
Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I kind of want to walk through this, and here's why I asked that question. I think this is a key position and a key opportunity, and I'll tell you why. Because if I were an integrator a lot of integrators have to be frustrated because they see how fast the digital signage market is growing and they're not in it yet. If I were an integrator, I would jump on this, and I'll tell you why. Because going directly to a manufacturer, they're always biased towards their own product. So if you go to Samsung, and even though Samsung has a great digital signage integrated system through their smart sign player system, it's only Samsung. You go to even BrightSign, they're only going to sell you on BrightSign. You go to NEC, of course, they want you to buy their monitors and their built-in OPS opportunities. And I'm not saying that's bad. But what you're offering is, and even if they're not currently an Almo integrator, they can come to you and you're going to tell them not to use BrightSign or not to use Samsung or not to use NEC, but you're going to tell them based on what kind of business capabilities they have, which products to use and how to ease into it, and you'll even help them with the design process, correct?
That is correct. We actually, and because of our, we have, not only do we have the products to support them, you know, and we have these relationships with various manufacturers so if they're comfortable with one manufacturer or the other, we guide them that way. We provide them with information and even contact information at those manufacturers to help them out. But besides that, we also offer the services. So if they're not well-equipped to do installations in some locations, or if maybe they don't have somebody to do content creation for them, we can offer that also. So we not only can guide them in what products to use, but we can help them out in if they're not quite up to speed on the entire market on doing anything, content creation, installation. So in that case, we feel like we've got everything covered to help that pro AV integrator just jumping into the market.
Okay, so that's exactly what I thought. Okay, so a couple things. If you're in the Chicago area or the San Jose area, you should definitely go to the Almo E4 AV Tour because it's free, and Todd, you'll be there. March 22nd in Chicago, April 19th in San Jose. Alternatively, they can get in touch with you at THEBERLEIN at Almo.com, which I'll put into the description, a link to your email address in the description of this podcast, Todd. And of course, they can go to AlmoProAV.com to get more information. But finally, I want to make sure that they sign up for this webinar, which is Tuesday, May 16th. You can go ahead and register now. And if you think you're going to forget about it, don't worry about it. We're going to send you reminders if you go ahead and register. The back-end system will automatically send you reminders. Todd, did I leave anything out?
No, I think you got it covered.
All right. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you joining me, Todd, and I appreciate the understanding of what you do. Better business development manager for Almo Pro AV, specifically focused in digital signage. And even if you're not an Almo Pro AV integrator, you can still get help from Todd. Of course, Todd's going to try to sell you on Almo Pro AV, but at the same time, you're going to get some free education if you go to this session at the Almo E4 AV Tour. And of course, if you want more information on the E4 AV Tour, all you have to do is go there, which is e4avtour.com. We'll be there covering it live. And thanks for joining me, Todd. I really appreciate it, and you have a great week.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.